Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. Over $1 billion is being put towards a national medical strategy to fight COVID-19. The federal government made the announcement Thursday. The government's strategy will fund three areas: vaccine research, medical trials, and national modeling and testing. $115 million will go towards vaccines that are being developed in Canadian universities and research institutions. $662 million will fund clinical trials for COVID-19 vaccines. The Prime Minister said it will take months to develop, test, and fabricate the vaccine drugs. And $350 million will be invested in national testing and modeling for the virus. The federal government is creating the COVID-19 Immunity Task Force to lead the initiative. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
The task force will operate under the direction of a leadership group which will include Dr. David Naylor, Dr. Catherine Hankins, Dr. Tim Evans, Dr. Theresa Tam, and Dr. Mona Niener. We are bringing together top health experts and scientists from leading institutions across the country. Canada's best and brightest will be working on serology testing, blood testing, to track and understand immunity to COVID-19. They'll be looking at key questions like how many people beyond those we've already tested have had COVID-19, whether you're immune once you've had it, and if so, how long that lasts.
Over 2 years, Canada will test over 1 million people as part of the research study. The Prime Minister said the findings will help develop a vaccine and determine which public health measures are most effective. The task force will use the aggregate data to better understand the virus, its spread, and the impacts on different populations. This funding is in addition to the $275 million announced in late March for coronavirus research and countermeasures. $52 million was also invested to fund the work of 100 research teams across the country. Minister of Health Patty Hajdu said on Thursday that Canada must understand its COVID-19 exposure before easing any safety measures. Minister of Health Patty Hajdu.
We need data and research that will help us understand the extent of the community spread of the virus. We also need a better sense of what to expect in the coming months during a possible second wave of infection. And we need a better picture to help us guide public health decisions that will be needed as we ease restrictions that are in place right now. This understanding of Canadian exposure is critically important to take the right steps at the right time. And that's why this morning the Prime Minister announced an important Canada-wide study to track COVID-19 infections. I want to thank Dr. David Naylor, Dr. Catherine Hankins, and Dr. Tim Evans for helping us to coordinate and conduct this research that will result in our country being better equipped to plan over the next few months. And this very important research will contribute to our country's ability to manage COVID-19 well into the future.
Ontario has requested military help in long-term care homes that have been hit hard by COVID-19. Armed Forces personnel will be deployed to 5 prioritized care homes across the province. Premier Doug Ford said the Armed Forces will provide staff relief at those facilities, help with coordination, and with general day-to-day operations. The Premier made the announcement in a press conference Wednesday. Ontario is the second province to request military intervention during the pandemic. Earlier this month, Canadian forces were deployed to Quebec's long-term care homes and northern communities. The Prime Minister said on Thursday that the country has to do better for seniors during the pandemic. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
Our women and men in uniform will step up with the valour and courage they have always shown. In the short term, we will be there with support so that provinces can get control of this situation. But this is not a long-term solution. In Canada, we shouldn't have soldiers taking care of seniors. Going forward, in the weeks and months to come, we will all have to ask tough questions about how it came to this. We will all have to do more to get through this terrible situation.
As of noon on April 23rd, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 41,190 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 1,974 deaths. Over 620,000 people have been tested. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 23rd. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The responses sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.